I recently came across a film titled 11 Minutes Ago, a brilliant independent film with a very unique filming technique. It was shot in one day in 11-minute real-time segments. But that isn't the whole story. To tell the rest, I've asked for the help of the writer and director, Bob Geppert, and the producer and star, Christina Morrow. So, Christina, being the producer, it means Bob had to come to you with this idea. What was your first thought as he came to you with this, you know, hey, look what I can do, or what I want to do?
Well, when he first mentioned it, I basically was standing in my kitchen. I said, yeah, okay, you go do that. I was like, how is he going to write something that can be done in a day? I don't get it, you know? But when we sat down and we started talking about it, and I, especially when I read the script and I realized that he had written in everything that you would see, you know, on a film set into the script, mm-hmm. I realized that it was something within our means. And I think, you know, Bob with his theater background, my theater background, you know, it was something where we realized we could merge theater and film together and get something really unique. But yeah, at first I didn't really see how it's going to happen. And then we started talking, you know, about the four cameras that we used.
Mm-hmm.
We used DVX-100As because we wanted to make sure that we didn't miss anything. Because, I mean, that's where you run into it. You're going to do a whole feature in a day. How do you get coverage on all of these little morsels that he's
right.
written? You know, and his script, from my standpoint, was just so tight and just so well written and full. It was, you know, you didn't want to miss a morsel. So, you know, we started really strategically planning how to get everything. And we, you know, Bob, I think we did a 6-week pre-production, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
Something like this, I think, would have to require so much more pre-planning.
Absolutely. We had to plan for the things that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if anything shut us down, then the whole concept was gone. So, you know, we had everybody on lavaliers, and, you know, that brought its own, you know, obstacles, obviously.
Right.
And, you know, it was very, very hot.
So, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, we did have our own obstacles, and, you know, we tried to plan for the things that we knew could happen, knowing that there were going to be things that were going to happen that we hadn't planned for.
Gotcha.
Well, just like in any film.
Right, well, sure, of course.
The astounding thing to me is just how smoothly the day went.
It was very smooth.
And that is a complete testament to Christina right there. She did a fantastic job of assembling a team that was really excited about doing this. I think they all realized that this was probably the only time ever in their career they'd have a chance to do something like this. And everybody really came together, and it just went so smoothly. It wasn't in the least bit pressured. You know, there wasn't any yelling or anything. We've got to get this done. It was just true excitement. It was just really, really amazing.
Give us a quick rundown of the movie, the general plot and everything, and then we'll go into what makes this movie kind of unique among all the others.
Sure. 11 Minutes Ago is a time travel romance that follows a time traveler from 34 years in the future to today. He can only travel in 11-minute increments, and he comes back initially to steal a sample of today's air.
Mm-hmm.
And accidentally lands at the tail end of a wedding reception and discovers that he's already been there all night long. The problem is that it takes him 2 months in the future to prepare for each one of these 11-minute journeys.
Uh-huh.
So it takes him 2 years in his time to live 2 hours of ours.
Yeah, I would think there would be easier concepts to write to, if you're going to shoot in a day, than a time travel story. You really made it difficult for yourself. Why did you go for the time travel?
Because I, more than anything else, I wanted to come up with a story that I just found fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do something that I thought was really intellectually appealing.
Mm-hmm.
That would really make the audience have to pay attention and have to keep up with us. And didn't talk down to them at all. So I tried to... So time travel was something I was very drawn to, and I thought it was just... Because the whole concept of shooting 11-minute takes was about time,
mm-hmm.
I thought I would sort of try to ingrain that into everything that I was doing.
Oh, okay.
So time travel kind of came from that, if that makes sense.
Sure. What would you think would be like... What was the biggest advantage of doing it this way? I mean, I can think of dozens of disadvantages.
Right.
Did you find anything that was really like, oh, boy, I'm glad we decided to do it this way, other than just the experience?
Oh, absolutely. Continuity, yes. Whereas, you know, we shot it in the order of the wedding reception,
mm-hmm.
whereas we don't see the movie in that order. We see it from the linear perspective of the time traveler.
Right.
So he kind of jumps around throughout the course of the evening. But we shot it in the order of the wedding reception. So
mm-hmm.
if something spilled, as an example, that would be there later on, and we'd see it earlier and then see the spill later in the movie.
Right.
So as I was writing the script, I kind of tried to find reasons for everything
mm-hmm.
to exist in the movie. It's why it takes place at a wedding reception with the
conceit sure.
that the camera crew who's there to film the wedding reception actually become the filmmakers of the movie.
Right.
So we see the cameras and the microphones and all that stuff is justified within the script. That was a huge advantage. Another one that I don't think I really anticipated that was just absolutely wonderful is the actors, other than the guy playing the time traveler,
mm-hmm.
had to figure out where he was in the course of the movie. The actors all got to sort of invent their own stories, the rest of the ensemble,
right.
to invent their own stories as the evening was unfolding. So they got really caught up in the moments, and it was amazing to watch this improv happening all around the main story.
Little,
it really wasn't written in the script.
A little microcosm within the apartment there.
Exactly, exactly. It was really, really fun to see. And I think those actors really enjoyed the opportunity to play a movie in continuity in that way from start to finish as well. Because usually when you shoot a movie, you're shooting, you know, a scene from the beginning at one in the morning, and then later on in the afternoon, you're just moving locations and shooting a scene from a different part of the movie completely.
Right.
It had much more sense of continuity for the actors.
Your choice of casting with everyone, I thought, was fantastic. Christina not excluded. She did, you know, I certainly could, you know, I have to admit, by the end of the movie, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm with Pac. I would have stuck around too.
The casting, I mean, it was, you know, some of the cast, amazingly enough, you know, had worked together at various times via stage, and I think, you know, those relationships also helped tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of this project also had to do with trust. Bob and I have had a long-standing relationship for, you know, since we're both from Texas.
Okay.
So, you know, there's an amount of trust between the two of us that we knew we were going to get it covered. And I think, you know, that a lot of that trust was also there with the actors.
So what's going to be next for you guys with the film? You've got I don't even know where it is right now. Is it still doing any film festivals, or are you looking to...
There is. We sort of have stopped submitting, but we're getting lots of invites at this point.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
That's actually better, I would think.
It is.
It's nice because it just means that it's being well received. It's being enjoyed. But
yeah,
that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, we've played at this point, I believe, 14 or 15 festivals?
Yeah.
So we've won a number of awards, which has just been fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah, the response has been great.
Is there any plans to try to release it more widely?
Yes. We have signed with a very large distributor for the internet.
Okay.
And it should be available, we're told, shortly. They've had it for a while and have sort of been strategically planning their release. But it should be widely available on the internet in the next couple of months is kind of our understanding. Is that correct, Christina?
Yeah, that is the plan. You know, it was such just the way we shot the film, you know,
mm-hmm.
We've had so many people enjoying it, but it is one of those where you're like, okay, how do you handle it?
Right.
How do you market it? And we kind of made the decision that the best way to get it out there would be via the internet. And so we've been working with a company out of New York that's been really great at
good.
Trying to strategically get it out there.
Now, obviously, being such a small film and
mm-hmm.
the budget on this was as you can tell, shot in one day, small cast.
Right.
And there's no major name in it, makes it a difficult sell for any distributor.
Yeah.
So even though we've gotten some fantastic responses from distributors, they all have the same idea, is that it's just a tough movie to sell.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, maybe with the internet release, the more interest, hopefully it'll stir up some interest, and from there you never know.
Well, I think you're right. With this type of film, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. I think anything's possible. I mean, I think anybody in the industry knows that A plus B doesn't equal C.
No,
so
that's true.
You never know what's going to come your way. And, who knows?
Bob, Christina, thank you very much for your call tonight. It was a fantastic conversation. Again, I loved the film. It will be watched again and again. And we will spread the word. We will tell people about this. And is there a website or anything that goes that might list where the film might be heading, any of the festivals and such?
Yeah, we need to get it updated. It's 11 minutes ago, themovie.com.
Okay, and that's just 11 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
1 minute ago, the movie.
The movie. Okay. Well, excellent. Well, again, thank you very much, you two.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck with everything, and good luck with the film and any future projects.
Awesome.
Cool. All right.
All right.
We'll be in touch, man.
Thanks.
All right.
All right.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Bye. We will keep in touch with Bob and Christina and let you know when and where you'll be able to find 11 Minutes Ago. For more information about the film, the cast, and the crew, visit 11minutesagothemovie.com and check back here at johnja.net.